Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Christy, and you're listening to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast,
where we focus on helping you become a family who lives, loves, and leads well. Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast. This is our first episode.
Our very first one.
And we want to use this episode as a get to know you, so you can get to know us and know a little bit more about us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're new friends.
Well, doesn't it help to know? I like just to know who people are.
Especially for our podcast listeners who are getting to know us, and we hopefully get to know them in this journey together of living, loving, and leading well. We met as grad students. We're both counselors, counseling backgrounds. We talk a lot about marriage and family. I am the marriage and family strategist for Lifeway Christian Resources. And our heart is marriage and family.
Yeah.
And it sounds very, it might sound weird that we have a 2- and a 4-year-old, and yet here we are talking about marriage and family and even parenting. And the reality is, to go back just briefly, the heart of that, I am a counselor, have my PhD in counseling, worked for the past 14 years in the counseling field, primarily with juvenile delinquents and troubled families. And as we started having kids for ourselves, we started to look at, I think we were as prepared as probably anybody could be with two counseling degrees. We got married a little bit later. We were financially set. And however, you don't really truly see how wicked and deceitful your heart really is until you have kids.
Oh my gosh.
And
I think it starts when you get married and you see glimpses of it there.
That's very true.
Yeah. And then those babies come and oh my word.
Yeah.
At least for us, it turned our life upside down. We have had a really tough road.
To be fair, we've had two very difficult children,
yeah.
Two very difficult babies. Our children, they're becoming great kids. They were very, and definitely dealing with spirited, strong-willed, whatever phrase you want to put on it. We had some pretty difficult years there. And
not even to sugarcoat that, like not to just say, yeah, it was tough and now we're great. That was...
And the other
very hard.
The other reality of it is you get to know us and our journey through parenting is that Christy has chronic back issues. And so not only were we dealing, especially in those early infant years, with babies that wouldn't sleep, we were dealing with food allergies we couldn't figure out. We were dealing with colic, acid reflux, all different kinds of things.
A whole lot of screaming.
And there were literally weeks on end that Christy would be really on bed rest, laid up in bed. And... and can't even move and is just feeling discouraged. And so we're dealing with those issues as well.
Mild words, discouraged, hopeless, maybe.
Yeah.
Better word. Yeah. Oh, totally. And I think we don't say that to say, and I think coming from a counseling background, we know better than to compare your pain to someone else's, nor to diminish your own pain. So we don't say that to say we've suffered or we're any worse, but just to say we get it. We're in it. This has not been easy for us. This has been a really hard thing. But we're trying to do it well. And we're trying to raise kids that love the Lord and that we're going to want to hang out with when they grow up. So
it's a great way of stating it. And for us, as we began having kids and we started to look back on our counseling experience and all the techniques and strategies that we learned and what we used helping other families really and started messily applying it into our own family, we started to realize that the parenting world is one of the most shaming, condemning worlds out there.
Yes.
And you can't even get out of the hospital before you're judged or ridiculed on whether or not you chose to give your child the Hep B shot before they even left.
Yes.
And you have all of these, from immunizations to discipline, should we spank our kids, should we not spank our kids, to breastfeeding and bottle feeding, to co-sleeping, should we allow our kids to sleep with us, or should we let them not, or do we let them cry it out at night? There's so many, and we haven't even touched gluten-free versus, diets.
Paleo and all that stuff. And we've been down all those roads.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, they become so divisive and so unhelpful. And especially for an exhausted, overwhelmed new mom and new dad, we were at our wit's end and we needed help. We needed something simple. Like, it had to be more simple than this. And it also had to be, I think there had to be more joy in it than what we were feeling.
And not that it's easy.
No, I said simple. Yes.
Yeah, not that it's easy, but that it's simple. And that's where we really started to look into what has our experience been, and what do we want to look, what kind of kids do we want to raise?
Yeah.
And even for me, I started to not just look, because I get really concerned. Like, my children's generation is now what I live for. I live for my children's generation. And how can we best reach that generation? And the best way to reach that generation is through their parents.
Yeah.
Because we believe wholeheartedly we are the primary disciplers of our kids in our home.
Yeah.
That we can, and research shows this. The scientific research shows that the advantage that we can give our kids, there is no greater advantage that we can give our kids than us, the parent, in face-to-face eye contact.
Yeah.
And so when we started looking at all these issues and we started this, you know, the anxiety over all these issues, my heart was to go back and say, it's got to be simpler than this. What is the, how can we get the outcomes we're looking for in our kids without being so stressed, and to experience a little bit more joy along the way?
Yeah.
And the one key,
amen.
Right?
Yeah.
The one factor that we found was that being emotionally safe was scientifically and, by the way, biblically linked to every major outcome we're looking for in our kids. And that's why our podcast is all about becoming families who live, love, and lead well, because emotional safety is scientifically and biblically linked to outcomes in living, loving, and leading well. And that's what this podcast is going to be all about. Non-shaming, non-condemning. I don't care if you are gluten-free. I don't care if you want your kids to be gluten-free. I don't care if you decided to give shots or not give shots. That is unique to your family. But to get the outcomes, to raise children
the
who
big
love
issues, the heart
God,
issues.
The heart issues, who love
yes.
God and love others, that's our heart. That's
and to
what
succeed
we're at.
In relationships, like to go on, like I want our kids to have awesome husbands and awesome wives and raise great families and have a great job that they love and be involved in community and have great friendships their whole life long. Like, those are to be people who care and love and invest in others. Like, that's what I want for our kids. And I felt like in those first few years of raising kids, which again, we're still there. I mean, we're not, it's
oh,
not
absolutely
like we
are.
Don't have teenagers. Yeah. We're in the thick of it. And I think that's why we wanted to do this, because no one else was speaking what our hearts were crying.
And that is, we want to journey with you.
Yeah.
We want a lot. Like, we want to walk alongside you. We want to invite you to walk alongside us, because we need to be in this together.
And all of our mess ups and falls and confusion and anxiety and worries about our kids and trying to protect them, knowing we need to let go. It's difficult often if you're speaking with parents of older kids or even grandparents their kids have been raised and they're off, because they remember things, at least we've noticed, with these rosy colored glasses, and they're like, oh, it's a phase, or oh, this will pass, and oh, you don't need to worry about that, because that's, you know, but in the moment when we're in it, when we're in the thick of it, it feels huge. And you need someone to not shame you and not judge you for how hard this is feeling to you, but to come alongside and say, I know. It's that withness. I'm with you. We all need withness.
And the best example I can think of that withness that you're talking about is if you're in a grocery store and your child is throwing a temper tantrum. We want to be a tribe of parents who would go and help that mom who's dealing with that child in that moment, rather than shooting them the shaming eyes.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be a parent for more than 5 minutes to realize or to feel like you're already messing up.
Ugh.
And we don't want to be another one of those voices. We want to be the voice that gives you a hug.
Yeah, I remember like taking our firstborn to take him into Target to buy, you know, all the plethora of things that you think you need and probably really do. I don't know. And I remember even feeling like I had to have him dressed and looking well, and, you know, looking nice and cute, and me having to look cute or not. And That was to go to Target to buy diapers or something. I mean, this is not something that is easy for new parents to navigate because you don't know what you don't know. You've never done this before. And this was it was the toughest thing we've walked through. And I mean, we've walked through some tough things in our lives, but this was the hardest, most emotionally draining thing I think we've ever walked through. But I don't think it had to be as tough as it was. I think that was a lot we put on ourselves.
Not asking for help, you mean?
Expecting too much of ourselves, I think.
Mm. Expectations. 100%. What we think we need to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you a question here because I think it's an important question as we get to know, as listeners get to know who we are. Where did your heart for marriage and family come from to begin with? What's the root of that for you?
You know, if you had asked me in high school what I wanted to be when I grew up, I wanted to do marriage and family therapy. I wanted to work in ministry with marriages and families. And I grew up in a really solid, awesome Christian family. And we are not perfect, far from it, but we're solid, I think is the best way to say it. They love the Lord. My parents raised us. One of our dear friends and mentors, the Dobsons, I was pretty much raised on on their principles and with focus on the family, and I loved what they did. And so there was something about that that I knew that when I was safe. I think I knew I was loved. I knew I was worthy. I knew I was valuable. I knew my worth came from the Lord. All that was instilled in us. And then I would go to school. We were public school educated our whole lives. I realized that there was something about the foundation of a family that was so grounding and so necessary. So anyway, I went away to university. I studied psychology, and got into that field and realized there was just no God there. And I wanted to do something where I realized the Bible and all of this brain stuff, our thoughts, our behaviors, they had to connect. I knew they had to connect. And so that's why I ended up down in at Liberty and did a master's in counseling and family therapy and
met me.
Yeah, you waltzed into the room one day.
And waltzed into the room.
You totally did. You have like this like sort of saunter swag thing you do.
Oh,
I thought you were
brother. So cool.
Arrogant.
Awesome.
Arrogant.
Amazing.
I thought you were so arrogant. I'll just, the real brief version, we should tell a story one day, but Josh was, he would speak on dating and relationships, and he was, I think it was said he was the most eligible bachelor at Liberty at the time. And so I just thought he had to be full of himself. So I wanted nothing to do with him.
And then the first night we met, she asked me out on a date.
That's so not true.
That's
oh,
really
my
true.
Word. That
we
didn't...
met the first time and we met in the counseling office. And she invited me to a Christmas program at her church. And you did. First night.
It was a group of people that were all going. I asked if you wanted to join us. I would never. That was just not me. But anyway, I like your version of the story. It's funny.
And so we, for me, my family was completely the opposite of, in a lot of ways. I wouldn't say completely opposite. For me, my family was different from Christy's family in that my parents were divorced when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And however, through the middle of that divorce, and I write about this, we wrote a book called Safe House, How Emotional Safety is the Key to Raising Kids Who Live, Love, and Lead Well. And in there, I tell some of my story. Even though my parents went through a divorce when I was 10 years old, I never questioned the love that my parents had for me. I can count on one hand the number of wrestling matches my dad missed throughout my entire 7 years of wrestling. He was always in the stands. Mm-hmm. And my mom taught me what it was to go on adventure, to be adventurous. Mm-hmm. And especially now, just within the past couple of months, my dad entered eternity with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And this journey that I'm on right now has really even been helped me to be even more reflective of the moments that I have with my own kids. And the way that he loved me, the way that he loved my sister, is, I believe, and especially even stemming from my parents' divorce, but into the way that they loved me, is really where my heart for reaching families today is rooted. Mm-hmm. And that's my story. And so in spite of all the education and the counseling experience and blah blah blah, the true heart of Josh goes back to the way that my mom and dad loved me. And I didn't want to experience divorce. It wasn't fun. It was ugly. I have seen God redeem our family in a lot of very cool ways through it. But when I went into the counseling field, into the counseling world, I ended up getting counseling myself. And it was through that counseling that I began to see and realize a lot of relational dynamics that I had. And it helped me to discover who I wanted to be as a husband and who I wanted to be as a dad.
Yeah.
And that was really, for me, the journey to
getting to where we are today. I'm so thankful you did that.
So.
Can you imagine where you'd be if you hadn't?
Yeah, it's hard telling.
Yeah,
it's hard telling. So that's really our heart. That's really who we are. And so as you journey with us through this podcast, that is one huge piece of this, is we understand that everybody's journey is different. We understand that everybody's family is different and unique. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we're all raising our kids to love God and love others well. And we all have a story. And we really want to help you as you help us, as we journey in this, as we go on this journey together. Our heart is that we all co-author great stories for our kids, and that we write great stories. Because at the end of the day, and this is what this whole podcast is going to be about, this is what we really want to become and do and help you do in this journey, is to be become the adult we want our kids to grow up to be, mm-hmm. and to have the marriage that we would wish on our children.
I love that so much.
Because our children are watching us. And so our heart is for you, the parent. We're going to talk a lot about kids. We're going to talk a lot about marriages. But our heart is for you, the parent, as you navigate this journey, because we believe that our kids are going to be as healthy as we are.
Yeah, and I think it's less about parenting, which I think we've all had enough input into how to parent. This is not to tell anyone how to parent. It's exactly what you said, becoming the kind of adult you want your kids to be. It's about you. And I feel like there's so much in 21st century parenting, kid raising, maybe to call, that is all about, it's so child focused. As a parent, you get totally overlooked. We get burnout. We hit the end of ourselves. I call it the bottom rung of life. I could tell that when I really hit the bottom rung of life as a new mom.
I can remember walking into the bathroom about 5 a.m. and seeing Christy laying prostrate on the bathroom floor, crying her eyes out because she didn't know how to console her own daughter or put her to sleep.
Those were tough days.
Those were tough days. That was the bottom rung, I think.
I had a few bottom rungs.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to do a game, and I'm going to throw you a curveball. Okay, so here's the game. You have to say three things about me that are unique to me that people probably wouldn't know, and we won't really talk about probably on the podcast, but that are interesting.
Okay.
Or somewhat interesting. I'm not saying I'm that interesting. I'm just saying people might be interested.
First one that pops in my brain is that you're Canadian. You're from Canada.
Yes.
You grew up in London, Ontario.
Yes. The true north, strong and free.
2 hours north of Detroit, and I married a foreigner.
Yeah. We should tell that story sometime. The whole immigration process, horrible, awful.
If you've ever seen the movie The Proposal,
dual citizen.
We went through the interview process and,
literally shaking. Remember our binder? You had to come with
this
binder.
Because we felt like we were like
doing something wrong.
When we really weren't. We were just
wanting to get married. And I kind of wanted to live in the same country as you. It's kind of a benefit.
What about me?
What do you got about me?
Okay. You are really good with a bow and arrow.
Well, thank you. You've never seen me shoot one, but...
No, but you get stuff.
I get stuff.
I don't want to say that. I don't like the K-I-L-L word. I am so not familiar with that whole culture, but I'm learning.
I need to bring you with me sometime and sit in the cold.
See, I don't even understand how that's fun.
You sit with the Lord out there. It's amazing.
Okay.
Number two, you played volleyball in college. You were a solid volleyballer. I never got to see you other than videos, but if our kids have any athleticism at all, it's because of Christy.
has-been is what you're trying to say.
But you played like D1 volleyball. You played legit volleyball in college. It was really
now
good.
I can barely walk down the street. But anyway, yes. That's a whole other story. But that's true. Okay, the other one, another one I'd say for you, you are a passionate Penn State football fan.
I love Penn State. And I grew up outside of State College, Pennsylvania, going to football games with my dad as a boy. And so that love of sport instilled in my dad, and those memories that I had with him are just, they're, it's a connection that something that I love to do and love to follow. And so I follow Penn State football closer than I do any sport, that's for sure. So.
And I was a Michigan fan. Don't ask me why, because we're Canadian. But
your first—that's the first song you ever learned was the Michigan
fight
song,
100%.
And
not
I,
Jesus Loves Me, the Michigan fight song.
And I have to tell this on the podcast: you actually—I converted you. You now—I
will
root for
cheer
Penn State.
For Penn State over
that is,
Michigan.
That is a great
true.
Marriage right there.
That's maybe your greatest success in marriage.
That's a great marriage. The other one that I would say of Christy, and I'm just going to honor her right now. She is a really, really good mom. And she sits with her kids. You do a great job of teaching. You're a character builder.
Really?
Yeah. And I love watching you with them.
Thanks.
I need to say that. I know.
Really,
it's,
I feel like I just kind of fumble through my days almost all the time. Actually,
I know it feels that way, but you need to know that I'm honoring you here.
Thank you so much. Okay. This is going to sound really trite compared to the one you just said, but I think you're really good with a chainsaw. He grew up in like the mountains of Pennsylvania. So on a four-wheeler and with a chainsaw, like that's like your kind of your natural habitat.
And I love that. The only problem is we live in the suburbs now and it's a
yes,
house
we
that we have natural gas in. So I can't feel manly anymore. Now you just flip a switch and the fireplace starts.
We don't even have like trees really. We have those like small little planting trees that they put in.
Yeah, it's not a lot of fun, but thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
We're really excited about this podcast. We're excited for you to listen to the interviews that are coming up, and we want to get to know you as much as you get to know us, so find us on the Facebook page and subscribe
Instagram.
To the podcast.
Yeah.
We are excited to journey with you.
For more information and resources, or to connect with us, go to drjoshandchristy.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Josh and Christy.
Be sure to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the Dr. Josh and Christy podcast. Write a review. The more positive reviews we get, the more people learn about it. Tell a friend and be sure to send us ideas, thoughts, and questions you may also want us to cover on the podcast.
It's an honor walking alongside you.
We'll see you next week.